Hello, my name is Brandon Crest, and I made a blog post on the 2019 Dallas Cowboys NFL schedule, and I wanted to just go over some of the details of the blog post. So my blog post starts with like an introduction on how the schedule was kind of made. And it's how the NFL decides that each year, for the Dallas Cowboys, they play one AFC division. They play one NFC division. They play their current division, which never like rotates. So there is four teams per division. They play each team in the AFC division one time. That's four total games. They play four teams in an NFC conference. Oh, sorry, an NFC division. They play four teams. And then in their own division, they play three teams, but they play those three teams twice a year. The division games never rotate, so they always play their division games each year. It's the other two divisions that rotate. And those three divisions come out to a total of 14 games. And then they pick two additional teams for the Cowboys to play each year based on where they finished the previous year. So last year, the Cowboys, they finished first in their division. So they play the team that finished first in the NFC South, and they play the team that finished first in the NFC West. And that brings it to a total of 16 games for the Cowboys. Just scrolling down my blog, the 2019 opponents in the NFC East, they play the New York Giants, they play the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins twice a year, every year. This year, they play the AFC East. This is the one AFC division that they play, which includes the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, and New York Jets. They play those once this season, each of those teams. The NFC North opponents that they play Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, and Minnesota Vikings. They play, that is the NFC North, and they play each one of those teams once this year. The remaining two are the NFC division champions that it's not included in the NFC North. So you got the NFC South champs and the NFC West champs, which is the Los Angeles Rams and the New Orleans Saints. So I wanted to talk about the division matchups. It's always important to start the season very strong for an NFL team. And the first way to make the playoffs in football is to win your division. And the Cowboys opened their season week one at home versus the New York Giants. And then in week two, they travel to the Washington Redskins. Both are NFC East division matchups. When it comes to tiebreakers throughout the season, it's less important to have victories versus AFC opponents. You want to win more of your NFC division games or NFC conference games, excuse me. But it's not to say that you don't want to win your AFC matchups. It's just that they hold less value. You still want to have more wins than another team, but it helps out in the long run for that reason. And week three is their first AFC matchup. AFC East matchup. So I would just group that NFC East division, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, and the Philadelphia Eagles as all being important because it's important to win. You start off with two division games, you want to start off the season good, so it's very important to win those two games. I put in my blog the last time some of these teams have won the Super Bowl. The New Orleans Saints did it in 2009 season. The Green Bay Packers did it in the 2010 season. The Philadelphia Eagles won it 2 years ago, 2017 season. And the big one would be the New England Patriots, who won last season. They've been the top team in the NFL for the past decade. So I would say the biggest challenge for them this whole season would be the game versus the New England Patriots. The Los Angeles Rams in week 15, they play them, and they lost to them in the playoffs last year. That's the second biggest matchup to see where they stand at for this current season. And I would point out that the last two games of the season, they played division games. So it's just like the beginning of the season. They have to close out strong. And it's very important games at the end of the year. It's usually close in the standings. Division games are the toughest. So those also would be the ones that I point out as being important games for the season. So yeah, the New England Patriots, you have the division games at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season as being very important. Thank you.